Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and it is Friday, May 27th, 2016. One of the more interesting things in the news today just came up. They're going to do a Dragon Quest Builders game, and it's coming out in the United States in October. It's like Minecraft meets Dragon Warrior, and it takes place after the original Dragon Quest / Warrior in the distant future. So far, it's on PlayStation 4 and Vita. Downloadable on both, retail disc only for the PS4. On the PS4 this week, you can download Crazy Strike Bowling EX, Downwell, Dungeons 2, The Last Blade 2, Lumo, Overwatch Origins Edition, Retsnom, that can't be right, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutants in Manhattan. Also, Arcade Archives Formation Armed F. PlayStation 3 added Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutants in Manhattan, while the Vita added Zombies The Last Survivor and Downwell. I don't know why that's so hard to read. The Xbox One added a plethora of games that we've already talked about, including Tropico 5, Not a Hero Snooper Snazzy Edition, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutants in Manhattan, IDARB Tightwad Edition, the Bunny Lord Pro Hater Pack, really, this is the name? And Ali Ali 2 XL Edition. Wii U owners can enjoy Futuridium EP, Rin's Adventure, Trouble in Enchanted Forest, Dual Core, and Dragon Fantasy The Black Tome of Ice. I'm going to check my notes on something because I think something might be incorrect. So I'll be right back after I look at that. Also, the Wii U games Star Tropics and Zoda's Revenge Star Tropics 2, both of which I have, both of which I bought on the NES brand new on clearance for less than $10 each. I recommend Star Tropics. Even though it gets nearly impossible at the end, the first six levels are great. It's like Zelda and Zelda 2 and the Goonies 2. It's the best way I could put it. It's fun. Zoda's Revenge Star Tropics 2, I never really gave a fair shake. I should really pick that up again. I never got that far in it, but I really like the original Star Tropics a bunch. 3DS owners can grab Dragon Fantasy, The Black Tome of Ice, Infinite Dunamis, Epic Word Search Collection 2, and Convini Dream. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's the Dark Horse sale, which would interest you if you like Zelda and, let's say, Halo, and also we got The Witcher, and I'm just kind of rambling, but we got a lot of great stuff, and it's buy one, get one 40% off. The Zelda Hyrule Historia book, I can't say enough nice things about. I highly recommend checking it out. We also have Peanuts, Avatar The Last Airbender, Mass Effect, lots of other goodies. You should check them out, because if you buy one, you get another one 40% off, and paying full price, if you can get away with not doing it, it's very nice. So check those out at our Dark Horse sale, which ends Tuesday. We also have some other new items to discuss this week. We received the Best of Halo 5 Guardians Master Chief action figure. That should be in stock as of my saying this, as well as the Warcraft Durotan 18-inch action figure. We put up a number of pre-orders as well. The Assassin's Creed Movie 7-inch Aguilar. I haven't played the games. 7-inch Color Tops Blue Wave number 12 action figure. The Titanfall IMC Ogre action figure. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt Enamel Pin Set. Very colorful, very nice. And the Halo UNSC Spirit of Fire ship replica statue. You can pre-order all those now. And there's pictures up too, so check those out. And that's what I got for this week on the Video Game Podcast. Have a great 3-day weekend. Enjoy your video games, new or old. I'm not judgmental. I would love to get some game time in. I've been playing a lot of new Super Mario Bros. 2 on my 3DS lately because that's what I am doing. I got it a couple of years ago cheap, because there was a great deal at a big box retailer for buy two, get a third free, I think it was. Maybe it was half off. And I had some store credit on top of that, so it came down to like $10 a game. So, of course, I buy games to play later. Amazingly, I'm actually doing it, because normally I just buy games and I got some stuff in shrink wrap, let's just say that. And you shouldn't do that. But anyway, that's what I got for this time. Have a great weekend. Have a lot of fun. Check out our news blog at news.entertainmentearth.com and Twitter at EntEarth. And we're everywhere fine media is socialized. So check us out on the social medias and let us know if we're not somewhere you are, and we'll get in touch. See you next time, everybody.